When commentator Heather King moved to Los Angeles 13 years ago, she thought she was getting away from the environment of her childhood, the isolation of rural New Hampshire. Instead, she found that she's always trying to find a place to be alone.
Don't ask me why I've chosen to live in one of the most densely populated sections of Los Angeles. I'm constantly looking for places to hide, secluded gardens, deserted parks. Recently, I made a real find. I was looking out the third floor window of the Central Library when, down below, I spotted a narrow, patio-like area sandwiched in between two towering buildings. I could make out a couple of pieces of alienating modern steel sculpture, a metal waste receptacle, and best of all, but a single person. I flew downstairs, checked out my books, grabbed a Starbucks, and ran across to investigate. Heaven, heaven, I chanted to myself as I settled in on an aluminum bench, took a sip, and opened Dostoevsky's Notes from Underground. One Saturday night soon after, my friend Glenn and I were leaving a downtown gallery opening when I resolved to share my find. I'll show you this really cool place, I told him as we walked down Olive. I bet hardly 100 people in the whole city know about it. As we drew near, I took Glenn's hand as if approaching a shrine. Check it out, I breathed, gazing into the grotto-like darkness. I heard him whisper a couple of days later to a mutual friend, My God, the poor woman has managed to find the only sunless spot in all of L.A. Apparently she goes in there and drinks coffee. The next week, I drove up to the thousands of acres of urban wilderness known as Griffith Park and hiked to another of my hideouts. Hunkered up beneath a patch of fennel, I opened a volume of Japanese haiku. When in Kyoto, I long for Kyoto, Basho had written. I put down my book, inhaled the smell of eucalyptus, and gazed off into the middle distance, thinking how it is true that I am always longing to be someplace I'm not, for things to be different than the way I myself make them, to both live in a major city and have the quiet of the country, to drink coffee and yet be calm, to be by myself and yet connect with other people. On the way home, I stopped off at my neighborhood church. St. Basil's is a big melting pot parish with five masses a day. It's on Wilshire Boulevard, across from Golf World and Budget Rent-A-Car and Tofu House. It is always open. There are always people praying. It's quiet in there, even in the middle of the day. I found a pew near the back and knelt down. I didn't think about much. I didn't look around much at the other people, but I knew they were there. High above the altar, Christ hung on the cross, symbol of the pitiless fact that no matter how far we run, how hard we try to hide, we can never hide from our own conflicted selves. He looked a little sad up there, like he could use some company. So for a while, I was in Kyoto without longing to be in Kyoto. I was alone, but I wasn't alone. For a while, we all sat together, them, him, me.
Heather King lives in Los Angeles.